beauty. It is done in beauty.
End of it from us. I hope you've enjoyed listening to the London Underground programme.
I hope you enjoyed the last part, which you probably gathered has a certain amount of point to it, shall we say.
Yes. Anyway, we'll now hand you back to the studio.
And we hope you enjoyed it and you managed to recover from the last section.
Listening to the transmitters of London Stereo, we are broadcasting on the following measured and intended frequencies: 96.4 MHz VHF FM stereo, 1331 kHz 225 meters medium wave, and 6225 kHz in the 49 meter shortwave band. Our on-air telephone number is 01654 4092. 01654 4092, and our mailing address, 115 Causton Road, Caterham, in the County of Surrey. That's in England. The news at 4 o'clock.
And first, the situation in the Far East. President Tu's attempts to withdraw South Vietnamese troops from the northern part of the country has ended disastrously with the surrender of the country's second city, Da Nang. North Vietnamese troops have now occupied the city and have stopped further evacuation of troops and civilians. Troops stationed on the beaches are shelling ships attempting to take on refugees. The situation continues to worsen as communist troops follow panicking soldiers and civilians southwards along the South Vietnamese coastal strip. In Cambodia, communist forces are reported to have reached the outskirts of the capital Phnom Penh as President Lon Nol prepares to leave the country on what is said to be a state visit to Japan and other Far Eastern nations.
Alexander Shalepin, the Russian trade union leader and former head of the KGB, will be given an armed special branch escort when he arrives in Britain. He is due here either this evening or tomorrow afternoon. Mr. Shalepin is being escorted by his own Russian bodyguard as well, but they will not be permitted to carry arms. The programme of the visit is uncertain. Few details of destination haven't been published so far. The visit of the Russian trade union leader appears to be being handled with the same sort of secrecy that British delegates are accorded in Russia.
The blockade by fishermen protesting against imports of cheap fish has begun to take effect in the northeast of England. However, an 80,000-ton ship, the Jevington, which was carrying coal from London, broke through the blockade on the Tyne this morning. It sounded warnings to the line of boats stretched across the river. Most of the boats moved out of the way, but one boat was struck and is said to have been holed. Trawlermen are meeting this afternoon to decide on any action to be taken. Five other ports in the northeast of England have been blockaded by the fishermen, and on the west coast, Fleetwood and Heysham are affected. Scotland appears to be the worst affected, with at least 14 ports closed off. This morning off Aberdeen, 100 trawlers were stopped and boarded by harbour officials and police.
Two Russian women who have been on a protest vigil outside the Soviet embassy in London are expected to end it tonight. The two women are flying to the United States tonight, but are to carry on with their fast. They have been outside the embassy since Saturday, protesting against the trials of their sons in Moscow.
The wife and daughter of the British conqueror of Everest, Sir Edmund Hillary, were among five killed when a light plane in which they were travelling crashed in flames soon after taking off from Kathmandu Airport in Nepal. The two were flying to join Sir Edmund, who is engaged in building hospitals and schools for the Sherpa population on the slopes of Everest.
10 people have been killed and 25 people seriously injured in a train crash in Sweden. The toll could rise further. The train left the rails after it was hit by a speeding car between Stockholm and the southern town of Malmö. The train was carrying about 300 people at the time.
The government of the ex-Portuguese colony of Guinea-Bissau announced yesterday that an attempted assassination of its left-wing leader had failed. Large numbers of people were said to be under arrest, and a night curfew has been imposed on the capital, Bissau, for most of the week.
And now London Stereo traffic news. There is very little traffic on the roads to the coast this afternoon, but a build-up is expected when Easter trippers head for home this evening. British Rail warned that many trains have been cancelled owing to industrial action by 5,000 workshop supervisors mentioned in earlier bulletins. As predicted, more trouble is being experienced by travellers from London to the Midlands and the North West than elsewhere. But British Rail advise anyone intending to travel by train today to check with their local station before setting out. However, we are advised by British Rail that all trains on the southern region are running normally.
The weather in the London area is continuing generally dry with some bright spells. The temperature at the moment 6 degrees centigrade, 48 degrees Fahrenheit. This news has been compiled from news broadcasts monitored on both domestic and international radio stations. London Stereo News.
Good afternoon, my name's Michael Knight and it's my pleasure to present an hour of easy listening music from Aquarius, courtesy of the transmitters of London Stereo. Starting the programme this afternoon, of course, this is Ronnie Aldrich and an old Lynn Anderson hit called Rose Garden. Thank you. Sir Ronnie Aldrich still plonking away merrily his two pianos there, backed by the London Festival Orchestra. That's on the deck of Phase 4 stereo album, Love Story. This is Aquarius, broadcasting to you on 96.4 VHF FM stereo and 225 metres in the medium wave. Also in shortwave on the 49 metre band with fun and easy listening music just for you on a bank holiday Monday 1975. Right now I'd like to say a big hi to John in Mantilla Road in Tooting, and John has rung in and says he's listening to VHF stereo and it's coming through very well. Well, hi to you, John, and I'll play this record just for you now from Kai Warner and the Singers, a really beautiful version of Sound of Silence. Well, that silence is gold, that says, isn't it? We'll be right back.